BBC World Service, this is Joe Parsons with the latest sport. Tributes are being paid to one of the world's greatest and most charismatic golfers, Severiano Ballesteros, who's died at the age of 54. The five times major champion had undergone several operations on a brain tumour and died surrounded by his family at his home in northern Spain. While Ballesteros won five major titles as an individual, he became as well known for his exploits in the team competition between Europe and the United States, the Ryder Cup. In 1997, he captained the European team to victory on Spanish soil.
A dream come true. Not only because the Ryder Cup has been playing in Spain, it's because also we won again, and it's a fantastic feeling. And this will go down to history because I'm the first man to win the Ryder Cup as a captain and as a player. So that will go all the way down to history, and I'm the most happy man in the world right now.
Well, the six times major winner, Nick Faldo, has 25 years of memories encompassing numerous majors, but one special moment came after Europe's narrow loss in the 1983 Ryder Cup, which followed years of heavy defeats.
We had that famous moment when he walked in the team room on Sunday night after we just lost by one point and said, we must celebrate. This is a victory for us, shaking his fist. And, that changed the Ryder Cup history forever. That was one of the turning points. And, of course, did battle with him in a few majors. The most exciting one really was 88's last day at the Livingston End. I was defending, but Chevy was the real, truest, swashbuckling matador I'd ever seen. His whole charisma, it was quite fantastic.
And there'll be more from Nick Faldo in Sports World from 14 hours GMT. It's an important day in the battle to avoid relegation from football's Premier League. Five of the six teams who can go down are in action, with two meeting at Upton Park, where the bottom side West Ham take on Blackburn. West Ham's manager, Avram Grant, says he believes they can move out of the relegation zone, starting with a win over Blackburn, but admits he has to shoulder some of the blame for the Hammers being at the bottom of the table.
I'm the manager. I never hide from responsibility. And it's my responsibility, but I don't think this is the time to think about these things, not David Gall, not me, not the other, because the season didn't finish yet. Our target in this season was to stay in the league, then build on this a better future for the club, and I think we still can reach the target, and we need to be focused on this and not think about other things.
In Formula One, the world champion Sebastian Vettel has clinched pole position for Sunday's Turkish Grand Prix. His Red Bull teammate Mark Webber will start from second on the grid. And in basketball, the LA Lakers are on the verge of losing their NBA crown. They're 3-0 down to the Dallas Mavericks in their Western Conference semi-final series after losing Game 3, 98-92. In Eastern Conference, Chicago beat Atlanta 99-82 to take a 2-1 series lead. That's the latest.